eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, it's a podcast third Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. It's Wednesday. We do a podcast, Al. What's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So yesterday, you know, I've been having in my... my bathroom sink upstairs, which, by the way, is only 3 years old. When I moved in to my condo, I put all new vanity and sinks and all this stuff. So, you know, over time, you spit in toothpaste and mouthwash in there. It gets clogged, and I would unclog it and this sort of thing. But yesterday, I thought, you know what? I'm going to take it all apart and clean it out, like really give it a cleaning. I looked. I was like,
The pipes.
They're plastic. They're that. And then the metal pipe is in the wall, but everything outside of that is plastic.
Okay.
So I go, all right. I remove that elbow thing first. I figure maybe the clog is sitting there. Pull that out. There's nothing in it, Jerry. And that, in fact, it smells like Listerine. Like, wow. I was like, wow, this is beautiful. Then I took the flashlight and I looked down the drain from the sink, and it was just gobs of terribleness.
Gunk.
Yeah. So I said, let me unscrew this. So I unscrewed that, and in the process, the thing cracked.
Oh.
So, by the way, it was filled with junk. But now I've got to, I've got myself in a situation where I'm replacing a sink drain. And it doesn't look that complicated.
I hope it's not for you.
And I'm hoping, I was thinking on my way home today, there's a hardware store in Bradley Beach, and there's also one in Belmar that's got a little bigger. So I said, I'm going to go in there and get it. I looked on YouTube yesterday. I mean, I think I could do it.
I'm sure you can.
I just need the thing that goes in the drain of the sink in the bathroom. And I need some plumber's putty and some sealant.
I just know sometimes these things come back a little bit tougher than they should be.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes things look so simple.
Yes.
And the littlest thing that the experienced plumber or electrician or contractor knows that we don't.
Right.
And they cause major problems.
And they don't even realize how big of a thing it is.
Right.
I'll give you a good example. So first, last night, yesterday afternoon, I was like, let me look on YouTube. And I just put in bathroom sink and a drain replacement. I was like, oh, perfect. There's one video that's 3 minutes long. There's one video that's 32 minutes long. So I'm like, well, I clearly am not going to fix this in 3 minutes.
Right.
But 30 minutes? So I kind of watched both of them, and I got bored of the 30-minute one. Similar, yeah, but that first one, the female plumber in the 3-minute one, she's like, hey, just grab this, you unloosen this, put this in, tighten it back up, and there you go. And that's how you replace a drain. I'm like, what?
It was the second one.
The second one, this was very detailed, too detailed. Like, it's like 20 minutes of talking. Like, dude, get to the point. So I was fast-forwarding through it, but... Right. Yeah, I think I'm going to try to do that today.
All right,
good afternoon.
Luck. I hope that works out for you.
Yeah.
I don't fool around plumbing.
Yeah, you're right. And had I not have a second bathroom sink, I wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. And it happened innocently. First, I was like, I'm just going to remove the elbow and
one leads
clear
to
it
two,
out.
And two could lead to three, right.
And there was nothing to clear out. So I was like, huh, Okay.
Well, you don't just use Drano?
I always heard that's bad for your pipes.
Yeah, I think if you use them every month.
Yeah.
But like to me, if you have a, if especially with what you do, I don't think you'd need it very often. Maybe once a year you clean them out.
Yeah, right. It's legitimately toothpaste,
right.
And toothpaste, soap, and mouthwash.
I think if you did it once a year, you probably just makes a world of difference, and that's probably all you got
to
do.
But something about me wanted to have all super clean pipes.
Fair enough.
And it was innocent. I did the one thing, and I was like, all right, let me try this pipe. Oh, there's junk in there. Let me try this pipe, and then...
How'd you crack it? Your superhuman strength?
The thing that cracked was, you know the stopper that you put in the hole in the sink?
Okay.
That gets put on with plumber's putty. It was loose. So when I went to kind of move it to clean it out, it cracked. Because, you know, it's all cheap plastic
these days.
Yeah,
sure.
So,
well, good luck. I'm rooting for you.
I'm going to do that this afternoon, Jerry.
All right. That sounds like a day right there.
That does sound like a day, right?
That does. That sounds like an afternoon project.
Then the other thing was I wanted to talk to you about, because I'm a little legitimately confused about.
Confused or conflicted?
Confused.
Okay.
So we talked about each of us went to Princeton Longevity Center.
Yes.
Got our scans and that sort of thing. One of the things they went over with both of us was something called visceral fat.
Yeah.
This is the fat that's in our stomach, not the layer of fat that you could pinch, but the, I guess the layer underneath that.
Yeah, the dangerous fat.
That's
as
the
they
dangerous
call it.
Fat, right? Because it goes around your organs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get a score, and a score of below 100 is what you want.
Right.
I scored a 103.
Yeah.
Which means I'm over.
Barely, but you're over.
But I'm over.
Yeah.
Jerry,
and you weigh nothing.
I'm 5'11", and I weigh 149 pounds.
Yes, they want you to weigh 108.
Like, what? And I eat well. Now,
you eat great.
Right, but, you know, yes, on the weekends, do I have a Miller Lite with a pizza? On a Saturday night? Sure. But 90% of the other. So, how is that their score?
Did you ask them?
I don't know why I didn't ask.
Like, that's a great question.
You know why? Because she even, the doctor, she said, your score is 103, so that's good, that's acceptable. She should have said, if she would have said 103, we prefer it to be under 100, but you're not far off. Then I could have, it was after I got my paperwork back and I looked at it, and I was like, huh, like,
look at this way. It could be me. My score was 179.
179.
Way above the acceptable limit.
It's just a weird.
Yeah.
Like, what are.
I'd love to know what some scores are for people they see. Now, your number is 312.
Right.
I would think in some cases that's what they would have to be. We work with people in this building that I would think if my score was 179, they're going to come up in the twos.
Oh,
and
easily,
like mid twos.
Yeah. But I also wonder, like, that fat is weird. So when you lose weight, you're losing that fat first, the one that's, like, surrounding your organs?
That
underneath?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess it depends upon the way the fat is distributed in your body, where it goes, and where it burns it off first. I believe the stomach fat is the last to go.
In men, for sure.
Yes.
I guess I think men and women, when we put on and lose fat, it's different. Like, for men, it's in the stomach, which is where we put it on and where it comes off last. And in women, I think it is like the thighs and the butt.
Right. You're probably right about
that. Like
that
section.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just.
It is frustrating for you.
Like, what would I weigh if I got that number down to 100? 143?
Maybe.
That's
insane.
But
I don't even see where there's any fat on your butt. Like, I'd love for you to take a BMI index test. Because there's no way you have any.
No, the BMI, I'm normal.
Right. So, I mean, that's where you get a fat. You can get a fat percentage from that test, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me,
it's weird.
I can't imagine you having more than 10% body fat. And an elite athlete is like 5%. An elite pro athlete is 5% body, like 3 to 5%.
I mean, when I take my shirt off. And I turn sideways. I do still have
a little bit
belly
of belly
fat. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know, like at 53, how you get that to go away unless I ate zero carbs.
Your next diet will be water and string beans.
I mean, my diets are going to. My next actually hardcore diet that I was considering doing that I'm interested in.
Oh, God, help us. Yes.
Only because I love to see, like, the effects of food would be to do that thing that that one dude is doing. Meat and fruit.
Meat and fruit only.
Meat and fruit. Like,
can you have meat in a can?
Yeah, you can have meat in a can. So, like, what I would need to eliminate currently from my diet. Here's what I was thinking.
You're only going to be left with a piece of chicken and an orange.
Well, I will tell you that there are some things that I eat every day, which, according to some people, I should not be eating.
Were your rice cakes?
Oatmeal.
Oh, yeah. That amazes me that people say no to oatmeal.
Even though it's organic oatmeal, because they say oatmeal is one of the big crops that's sprayed with the glyphosate, okay, the Roundup. So, and then if it's organic, it doesn't get sprayed with that. So, but that, they say, is bloating and thing. The rice cakes, believe it or not, mm-hmm, even though they're nothing but air.
See, the peanut butter is a big problem, but not the way you eat it. They say peanut butter is a problem because people eat way more than what they should be. And yeah, peanut butter is very fattening.
Yes.
You can't go past those 2 tablespoons.
Yeah.
And the one thing I was reading just the other day, actually, is that most people, when they track their food, like I do, they will put down, oh, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they'll put down a serving of peanut butter when they probably had 4.
Yes.
So instead of having 180 calories, which your counter will tell you, you might have had 600 or 700 calories of peanut butter in that sandwich.
Right.
And I've probably done that too in the past. I don't know. I'm not sure. But so, all right, so your rice cakes would be out. Your peanut butter would be out.
Right. Then I'm trying to think, like,
so right now you're not eating till 11 a.m.
Right.
Everything,
well, by the
way,
I have oatmeal in the morning at home. Then I have another oatmeal when I get here,
right,
or at 6:30.
Okay.
So that's 2 oatmeals would be
right,
gone.
Right.
Then for lunch, I have eggs and
eggs would be out
fruit.
Too,
no, those eggs meat would be good.
Eggs would be good.
Eggs are good.
The only thing I will warn you is a friend of mine did this. Now, he was meat, vegetables, fruit. That's it.
Okay.
There was no rice cakes, no peanut butter, no beans, no nothing. And he lost a lot of weight, looked really good, really quick, even quicker than G. The problem he ran into was he woke up one day after about 30 days or so and said, I cannot have another piece of steak. And I don't want the chicken. And I'm tired of the. And I mean, it went to crap quickly. Because once you got off it, your body was like, oh, we are going to eat that again. Yeah, feed
yeah,
me.
You're right.
So the effects you'll see, I think you will see as you get down to 94 pounds. But I don't know how sustainable that one is.
You're right. And listen, I do still love to have a Miller Lite or two.
I know
two,
you do.
And
yeah,
I'm going to do that. And I like to have pizza on
right,
the weekend
right,
or a pasta bolognese sauce, Jerry, mm-hmm, even with the meat.
Sure.
Now, I did see that the carnivore guy on Instagram, the carnivore doctor guy, he's in New York City right now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. He says he feels like a fish out of water.
Could you get him on? For
maybe
real?
Like, I'm coming on the podcast.
Oh, you'd love to have him in.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow or Friday.
I will reach out to him.
I would love to have a guest like that.
Carnivore
that would be
guy,
true.
Yeah.
Sal's huge into nutrition.
Yeah.
And he's like you. It's this belly's
right,
driving him nuts. That would be, I would be fascinated by
he
that.
He was in fact, he was right near here. I just watched his Instagram story. He was trying to find animal products nearby, like things to fit in his diet.
Sure,
so
sure,
he found like meat.
Yeah.
This guy drinks raw milk.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible. Although I don't even know why that sounds horrible, but it does.
It's just because it just sounds terrible.
Yeah.
His bowel movements must be nasty.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
And he's funny too. Like when he travels, he tries to show you what he eats.
Yeah.
When he travels. Do you know, like, you cannot bring water on an airplane.
Correct.
But you can bring coconuts. He brings coconuts, cracks a hole in it, and puts a straw in it and drinks coconut juice on an airplane.
It's a bit hardcore.
That's what I'm saying. I'm definitely 100% reaching out to this
guy. If you could, I would love to have him in tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I love that. Like, when we had Neil deGrasse Tyson, I would have preferred him here, but on the phone, it was different. It was
yeah,
fun. That would be awesome. I would be into that. And I don't even have to ask Sal. He'd be into it.
But what if Aaron Rodgers signs?
So what?
Well, we'll know today, actually.
I mean, whatever.
We'll know today at 1 o'clock.
But even if he does and he doesn't, I mean,
We could say, this guy, I think his name is Paul. Paul, what would you recommend Aaron Rodgers
right,
when he comes here? If he's taking ayahuasca.
There is never a bad break in the action.
That's true.
To reset things.
All right, I'm going to reach out to him, Jerry.
I believe you. I look forward to it.
Hmm.
I'd love to have him on. 9 o'clock, perfect. Even 8 or 9.
We'll have him check out all of our visceral fats.
Oh, my God.
I'll have him bring in a beef heart for us to eat.
Can you? I'm not doing that. Can you eat jerky?
Certain jerky, as long as it, yeah, there's certain jerky that doesn't add a ton of sugar.
What about the salt that they put in to preserve it?
A lot of these, most of these ingredients, people have no problem with salt as long as it's like sea salt and not the regular refined salt.
Yeah, like is Old Trapper beef jerky using sea salt? I don't know.
Maybe no, but they have sugar in theirs.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, there's very few brands that don't have added sugar.
Got it. Okay.
So.
All right.
There's a brand, there's a beef stick that they sell at Costco called Archer. It's in a blue bag. It's 100% grass-fed, nothing else added to it. That's a good little snack. Yeah.
I like those snacks.
Yeah. Those beef sticks, Jerry.
Yeah.
More beef sticks.
More beef. Eat the beef.
Beef.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, it sounds like I've got an afternoon ahead of me, Jerry. I've got to fix this drain in my bathroom.
You do?
I've got to try to book a carnivore guy who's running around New York right now. Got to try to get him in.
Right.
All right. Just those two things.
I mean, that's it. That's a day.
I walk my dog. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
You don't take my advice.
I got to eat my dinner.
Get a dog walker for one of these walks and go free yourself.
Free. Live. Jerry, are you saying that I should live, damn it?
Yes, I am.
Live.
Yes, I am. You know I am. Come on now.
Live, Jerry.
Help yourself out, man.
We got a live show meeting after
now?
This. Yeah.
All right.
About what we're doing.
Yeah.
For the actual live show.
Right on.
April 7th, Jersey City.
A friend of mine is coming to the show. He wants to do the chugging contest to end the show with Eddie.
Oh, is that right?
I'm driving him.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Spike if that will be allowed.
All right.
He will sign any waiver, and I will be responsible for him since he's not driving.
Nice.
That would be a fun way to
end the
show.
That would be a fun way to end the show.
He'll get his ass kicked, but he likes that. He does like doing that.
Okay.
And it'd be fun to have Eddie just whoop him.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, Jerry, let's do now. Oh, I'm doing this with CeeLo tomorrow.
Oh.
Warm-up show?
The warm-up show. Yeah, I think so.
I enjoy CeeLo.
I love CeeLo.
I always have a good time with CeeLo.
I know what G said the one time, but I disagree.
I disagree too.
I think
I think he was busting balls.
Okay, that's fine. I enjoy it.
Oh, wait till I hammer him. I didn't do it today, Jerry. I saved it for tomorrow. I'm going to hammer him over the head about Bally Regional Sports Networks.
I referenced it. I told you. I knew you were going to say it. I don't give a crap, and I was going to turn my mic off and just let you go
and then move on. I actually don't even have any more new material. I did it all the last time it was announced.
I was so when I saw the alien thing, I'm like, this is freaking me out.
Yeah,
this is what we're doing.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
mothership's coming down to Earth soon.
It certainly sounds like it.
Hi, Jay. Right. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry.
Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't
suck.
All right,
it's 5:02. It's nice to have you with us. Midweek, it's Wednesday. The Eddie Scazzeri with us to our right. To my left, his name is Al Aaron Dukes. And I want to start this way because at some point, I know we're going to get to the Knicks for 2 seconds. I know we'll get to Aaron Rodgers. God, do something already. And at some point, I am going to turn my mic off and let Al yell about some cable network in Nebraska that I don't give a damn about. But I've got a question for you because I am like, this one got me this morning.
All right, Jerry.
Why is this not the front page of every newspaper in this country? I'm going to read you a headline from the New York Post this morning. Here's a headline, but not the back page, not the front page, not the story. One of the stories in the paper.
Is it in the sports section?
No, it's not.
All right.
Here's the little headline. Pentagon officials suggest alien mothership in our solar system could send mini probes to Earth. How is that not the lead story everywhere?
Here's how you know we've lost interest in the UFOs. We were shooting down balloons and what at the time we were told were potentially UFOs, and no one cared. Eddie was like, Eddie, who I think is into everything, space, it goes, yeah, I heard something about that. You heard something about it. Mothership is showing up now, and it's barely in the newspaper.
It's like the fourth story behind speculation over a Biden family member. I don't, whatever. We're talking about aliens.
Right. Meanwhile, we're going to sit here and talk about Aaron Rodgers again while mothership aliens are coming down, blasting things at the Pentagon.
Crap. This literally, and I know when I
didn't even see that story.
When I read it. It's not as concerning.
Yeah.
But it's concerning for someone that doesn't believe that there's actually alien life out there or that we will see it in our lifetime.
That's you.
That's me.
Okay.
I've never said I don't think it's not possible. I do. I don't believe it to be, but I could see it being possible. This story is a little freaky.
Yeah. Are there photos with this story? Is there
Here's what they keep throwing out there. All these grainy gray photos with a shadow that could be a bird.
Right,
or
they're
could
getting
be
it off
something.
They're using that Navy radar.
Correct. That's from years ago.
Yeah,
and that freaks you out as well. But that should be a little bit more of a story. I'm just saying.
The thing that freaks me out is when you get the audio from the pilots,
and they're freaked out.
What is this thing we're chasing? Oh, it's going into the ocean,
and then it's gone.
Yeah.
Right. To your point that maybe the aliens are living underground.
They are. They're living in the ocean.
So, Eddie, what's an interstellar? What does that mean?
A ship that can travel between the stars.
That's awesome.
Coming?
Great. They're saying an artificial interstellar object could potentially be a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close passage to Earth.
To our butts?
That's freaky.
It's probing our butts?
Who said anything about ass? I said
whenever
Earth.
Whenever aliens probe humans, they always go through the butt. I don't know why.
Well, they're perverted.
Right.
So I know we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers for the 9 millionth time. I get it. This should be more of
Front page.
Story.
I want this broken down on podcasts today for my ride home.
Well, yeah, go find a science podcast. I would think they'll be all in this.
I would hope so.
How could you not be? So, and maybe it is the front page somewhere. New York Post, not the front page. And if it is, it's only a blurb. We don't get the paper. I can only look at the website edition. When you click on NewYorkPost.com, the first story that comes up is a brutal story about the Ukrainian war. I understand that. That makes sense.
I just typed in UFO, simply UFO into Google, and I went to news. Mm-hmm.
Put in alien mothership.
Well, it comes right. It comes right up. Okay. Fox News, The Independent, Military Times,
mm-hmm.
Pentagon UFO chief says alien mothership in our solar system. Pentagon officials suggest alien mothership in our solar system could send mini probes to our butts.
No, it didn't say butts. You put that in there. Holy cow!
Yep. Well, so, I guess we won't have to worry about who Aaron Rodgers is recruiting to come to the Jets when the mothership is landing.
We're concerned about Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the mothership's here. Great.
And they're like, the mothership, that word in and of itself is alarming.
That means we've gone and pissed off the aliens to bring in the mothership. Because normally they just send those little ships.
Oh, my God. So
to see what's going on down here.
So I drive in. I'm groggy. Rutgers late last night with Hofstra. I get no sleep again. I don't know what's going on. I can't sleep. And then I come in this morning. Oh, it's the New York Post. What?
Motherships.
Like, and I'm worried about Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee show at 1 p.m. And we just continue on with our little lives.
Jerry, that means that right now it's 5:06. We only have 8 more hours to break down what Aaron Rodgers is going to do on the Pat McAfee show today. Only 8 hours. What? Is that enough time, Jerry?
Well, here's my question. What will Tiki and Tierney do from 1 to 2? They got to wait as it's happening.
I would just sign off for an hour.
Oh, my God. It really is. We are beyond the levels of absurdity with this.
Yes.
So, I mean, now the fact that I did find it amusing yesterday that all of a sudden the Jets agree to sign Alan Lazard to a 4-year deal.
Cool.
Good signing, you have Aaron Rodgers here. But then it's like, you know, let's get, what's his name? Randall Cobb. He wants Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, who are we getting next? Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
Or now Sterling Sharp, rather.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. I mean, geez, let's just get Packer receivers. I mean,
let's just bring the Packers here.
If he doesn't come here, this will be hilarious.
This will be an all-time. This will be an all-timer.
This would be right? Something, yes.
It'd be like it'd be Zach Wilson throwing a Randall Cobb.
An old Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
If I'm Garrett Wilson, though, he's been all excited about, I think it's been, was it Garrett Wilson?
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Garrett Wilson, yep.
I'd be like, what do we need all these guys for? What about me?
I brought this up yesterday on Twitter. I said, like, remember all the Jets receivers? I thought it was all the Jets receivers coming out going, this is going to be awesome. We're going to have
Aaron Rodgers. Sure, sure.
And meanwhile, he wants to bring everyone else but you.
Right. And only 3 is on the field at the same time.
And everyone could be on at me that Garrett Wilson will be number 1, that Lazard will be number 2.
Yeah, but I don't know so much about that.
Yeah.
Because Alan Lazard has had really good seasons in Green Bay. Maybe Rodgers comes in here comfortable with him, and that's his go-to guy.
That's his number 1 guy.
And all of a sudden, Garrett Wilson, nice receiver, according to Rodgers, but he doesn't know him well enough. And now, next thing you know, he's looking off him left and right. Who knows?
And Mercedes Lewis, I got to be honest with you, Jerry.
Yeah.
I have not played fantasy football.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like it has been 10 years.
A long
years.
Time, sure.
I'm pretty sure I used to take Mercedes Lewis as my tight end.
Mm-hmm.
When he was with is that the same dude that was on the Jaguars?
I believe it is. But
that guy's
you know
been
what?
Playing forever.
Yeah,
Jerry,
I know.
You Google that.
I will, and it's Mercedes, just so you know, not Mercedes like the car.
Oh,
Mercedes with an M-A-R.
Maybe I'm thinking of Mercedes Lewis. He was terrific.
You think there's a new one?
There's no chance there was a Mercedes Lewis and a Mercedes Lewis.
So
tight
he
ends.
Has been playing. Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
since 2006.
Right.
He's 38.
When did Boomer and Carton start?
2007.
Right. Come on.
Yeah. So, yes, it's 100% the same guy.
Same guy.
He was huge last year for them. He had 6 catches for 66 yards. Not in a game. On the season.
Oh, for the season.
Season.
Game changer, Jerry. What are we doing?
Yeah, his biggest year. You know what's funny about him? Because it's such a, I don't want to say tight end driven. That's not fair. In some cases, like the Giants getting Darren Waller is like getting another wide receiver. He is outstanding. Tight ends in the NFL can have monster seasons. If you would have said to me what was Mercedes Lewis's best season statistically, I would have said probably 75 catches, 900 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Looking over his stats from the last, I don't know, 16 years, his biggest season was with the Jaguars in 12, 52, 540, and 4. Now, he did have 10 touchdown catches in 2010, which is 13 years ago now. But the last handful of years, maybe he's been injured, I don't know. 6 catches in 2022, 23 in 21, 10 in 20, 15 in 19. I mean, you're going to force the Jets to sign him?
Yeah,
why?
It's dumb.
He's 38. Please. But that
stupid.
Having been said, it does look like the Jets are getting their guys all lined up. And if he ever didn't come here now, that would be one of the funniest stories I've ever seen.
That would be tremendous. That would be, what would be worse, the day when Belichick came for an hour or so and left, or Aaron Rodgers never showing up?
No, Belichick.
The Belichick was worse?
Yeah, that was bad. I mean, Belichick.
I was trying to think.
He resigned on a napkin.
He took the job.
And right? Then became the greatest coach of all time.
Right.
On top of it.
Right, that would be worse.
Can't beat that. There's no way you're beating that.
I'm trying to think, is this, in the history of WFAN, Jerry,
yeah,
is this the most talked about speculative thing in WFAN history?
No, I'm not going to say in WFAN history. You'd have to go back. You're talking decades
yeah,
now.
Yeah, decades.
But it's,
I have
in the last 10 years,
yeah,
it
I have
probably
recency bias.
Is. I would say in the last 10 years, how could it not be? We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers at nauseam for 2 months, I feel like.
I think the Mets ownership change, potential change, was a long-lived, punctuated and isolated, but
this was every day.
Yeah, this was that Mets thing was spread out,
yes,
and there would be months where no one discussed
correct.
It.
This has been every single damn day.
Like, you could put on the radio station at any moment and hear the name Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. The Bernie Madoff thing and the Wilpons, was a huge deal. But, this has been like 2 months.
Yeah, and this I'm looking at like something speculative, like something that's supposed to happen.
Right.
That just doesn't happen, and we keep saying it's going to happen, and it's not happening.
Well, we do think this will happen, though.
Right, but if I'm saying it's still, but the length of time it's taking for it to.
I saw Trey Wingo tweeted, or I guess said on a podcast or something.
Yeah.
By the way, this could go into next week.
Yeah.
Why?
He said, just a matter of when, and when I say it may drag into next week, you need to be prepared for that, because it may go into next week. Well, as Boomer says, it's quite a tangled up contract.
I know that.
That they must untangle, Jerry.
But as we also said yesterday, during this time, you can agree to a trade in principle. Doesn't mean all the details aren't worked out, but you can come out and say, we have agreed to acquire Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you hear it all the time. So-and-so signs blank pending a physical. Well, we've agreed to make a trade for Aaron Rodgers pending contract terms get worked out. You can say that.
So if I want to see Pat McAfee interview Aaron Rodgers live, I don't even know where to go to do
that. Go to his YouTube channel.
Live
just go to YouTube.
YouTube
and, yeah, search Pat McAfee, and on the right, his channel will come up, and
okay,
you just click on it. You had a YouTube channel, remember? How did you tell people to go to that?
No, I understand YouTube. I never watched anything live on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Just on video.
No, let me ask you this. You had YouTube TV for a while.
Yeah.
On YouTube TV, could you punch that in?
No.
You couldn't?
Nope.
So you had to open up another app?
You had to open up regular YouTube.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And if you pay for no commercials on YouTube, do you get YouTube TV? Or are these completely separate?
They're completely separate entities.
No kidding.
There's YouTube, and then there's YouTube TV, which is the mini cable bundle.
Interesting.
Two completely different things, yeah.
So, yeah, just go to YouTube today. Click on the Pat McAfee channel.
It gets confusing because just like
where
they'll go, this is on Apple TV. Do you mean Apple TV, the device I could get it on, or Apple TV, the subscription service?
I didn't know there was a difference.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
It gets confusing.
Why Apple sucks.
It gets confusing. You know what sucks? Those AirPods. Those suck.
Do they?
I hate them.
Okay.
I wish I could return them and pass my return window.
I tell you, my son's got the JBL ones.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Should have listened to
they
your son.
They really are outstanding. And I had, not Bose. Oh God. I forget the other brand. Whatever. And I don't use them. No, I don't use them. I gave them to my wife. She loves them. No problems, no issues with them. And she's got an iPhone, too, and they work beautifully with them.
You know what they suck for and what I really wanted them for? This idea that when you're talking on your phone and
yeah,
you want to switch to headphones, you pop them in, it's supposed to just go pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't.
You actually have to connect them?
Yeah, and even then, sometimes you go to connect, it connects for a second, goes back to your phone.
Oh.
It sucks.
Yeah, no, that would
I want to throw them out the
and
window.
They're not cheap.
No, they're not,
They're
Jerry.
Not cheap. That's
they
interesting.
They are not cheap.
All right.
All right, so that's 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, McAfee with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Did
McAfee, I didn't see this. I only saw, again, a headline. Did he insinuate that Rodgers could announce his retirement? Like, is he trying to draw even more eyeballs to his show?
He had said yesterday, and he referenced Aaron Rodgers as that hippie, I believe.
Okay.
He said that he could, that hippie could do anything because he's not money motivated.
I do get the sense he and McAfee don't talk often outside
yes,
of the show.
I agree.
I really do. I don't think he's just making this stuff up. I think he just wonders aloud.
Yep.
So he certainly has enough people listening and watching him.
Do you think we will get a definitive answer today
no,
from Aaron
I don't.
Rodgers?
I don't.
Really?
I don't.
I actually think we do now.
I hope so. I hope so, because you said it would be today after 10.
Yes.
And you got to be right.
I'm going to be right.
Then again, this is like the Price is Right. At any point now that he does make a decision after 10, you win. Because I said yesterday.
No, but it would have to be, in order for me to win, it would have to be today
You'd
after 10.
You'd still be closer than me.
Yeah.
Once we get to, well, actually, I said yesterday afternoon. So I still went up to 10 a.m. today. You said after 10. You can't go over.
And I saw something on the internet that was somewhat, I take offense to as a current WFAN talk show host, Jerry, and producer. All these people. Oh, this would be a classic Mike and the Mad Dog today. They would pot up a McAfee show live and talk
not
over
allowed
it.
To.
Not allowed to. They'd be dropping F-bombs.
Yes, you can't do that.
And insulting to our... You're not interested to hear what Carton and Roberts have to say about Tiki and Tierney? Boomer and Carton?
That is insulting to the current
insulting,
WFAN
Jerry.
Lineup.
I'm looking
hear
at
you.
Jimmy Traina in particular. That's what he
We're
said.
We're coming after you, Jimmy Traina.
We're coming after you, Traina.
Well, the one thing I would say to his defense,
yeah,
hardcore sports talk.
Yes.
This is made for that. Back in the day, this would be a day that they'd come in and they'd order pizza for the entire place.
Right.
Like Christmas Day. Huge sports topic. Here
Huge.
We go. We're going to kill it for 5 hours. So, well, we'll kill it for another 4.5. We got Boomer and Gio coming up at 6. We're just getting started. The aliens are coming for us. It's a freaky day, and all we're concerned about is Aaron Rodgers. More on that and others things on the Fan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, 25 after 5. Nice to have you with us. I did think of an interesting thing we're going to do this. I'm not going to reveal it now. But something we're going to do with Sal. Either probably Friday. Aaron Rodgers related. I think it'll be fun.
So it's you and Sal hosting tomorrow and Friday.
Yes, correct. The boys
and
are off.
Unfortunately, Jerry, I was reading that Rutgers lost.
Yes, you know, yes.
Was it a buzzer beater?
It wasn't a buzzer beater, but Rutgers was up 5 with 27 seconds to go. And Hofstra came back and tied it. And then in overtime, it was shot. I mean, the shot making was.
Oh, it was overtime game.
Yeah. So Rutgers lost last year in Dayton in double overtime. They lose last night in the NIT in overtime. It was a great game. Really was. And the crowd, you know, they only had 24 hours to sell the place, sell the tickets. Probably 80% full, which was pretty good. And the crowd was into it. And you give Hofstra credit, man. Their best player fouls out with 7 minutes to go. And these other three guys couldn't miss. And it was, yeah, it was. I never thought they were losing. Even at the end, when they lost. Can we play a few more minutes? I was surprised.
So that's it. In the NIT, you that's lose, it. You're out.
Yeah, it's like the NCAA
over.
Tournament. That's it. Done.
All right. So we don't have to worry about losing you, Jerry, for any more days.
No, not at all. But I will tell you, having followed Hofstra a little bit because of Speedy Claxton and easy team to root for, they got guys that just ball out. So it was a fun game. A lot of points were scored and a lot of big shots in that game.
What time did that game end since it was
early
overtime?
Early, because the regulation ended at 8:40, like 8:46.
Is that right?
The game really moved. Yeah, they let them play. They didn't call a million fouls. So I would say the game was over by 9 o'clock, maybe even earlier than that.
Not bad.
No, it's pretty good. I got home just in time to not sleep all night.
You got home just in time to lay in your bed and stare at the ceiling.
It's unbelievable.
For hours.
This happens like every 6 or 7 months that I just can't sleep at night. Now, I slept great yesterday afternoon, but then I lay down.
What about this? I have friends and family now that sleep with weed gummies.
Next to them?
Sleep. No. They ingest the weed gummy and it helps
them
sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Not yet. You're not there yet.
No, I'm not there because it's only been a couple of days. And like I said, this happens a couple of times a year. I don't know why. So, no, let's let it play itself out. If I get to the weekend and I'm up all night, we have a problem.
Then you might go weed gummy.
I didn't say that. I just, what was it? What's the thing I used to take? Oh, come on.
Melatonin.
Yes. I might go there next before I go to the weed gummies.
Melatonin seems like one of those things that, like, I don't believe in its powers.
I did it for when I was on the overnight. I got to a point I couldn't sleep. Started taking melatonin. I was like, wow, I found the wonder vitamin or whatever it would be called. It worked amazing. Until it didn't work at all.
It just stopped working. Your body got used to it.
Yes. It worked great for a few weeks, and then it was just like, okay, that's the end of that.
I feel like melatonin, Fugazi, CBD, no idea if that works or not.
I don't know. Ashwagandha I was taking for a while.
Is that right?
And, yeah, you know, in the pill form. And I found myself sleeping very peaceful, like a really restful sleep. And I don't know why. I just stopped taking it. I have no idea why. I still have half a bottle at home. I should
probably take that. Ashwagandha?
Yeah. Yeah, I was
never heard
that.
Of that one.
You never heard of ashwagandha?
No.
Ask Aaron Rodgers. He probably has it as part of his routine.
That's ayahuasca.
He might take ashwagandha as well.
And ashwagandha.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, do you think Aaron Rodgers knows that the sports radio station in New York City has done nonstop Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think he cares.
But is he aware, do you think?
No, I don't think he's aware.
Do you think he's aware there's a buzz? Like, what is he doing? Where is he going?
Yeah, he's arrogant enough, and rightly so, to know that he is a lightning rod.
But he couldn't imagine that 24 hours a day on the New York City radio station he's being discussed. Or because it also happens on TV.
I think he does.
He is aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, you turn on any big sports show. I bet you Craig's show, at what time does he start? Seven. I think any big sports show on TV, whether it's Craig, Stephen A. Smith, whoever the hell's on FS1 these days after Craig and then whatever, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. I think if they're not opening with it, it's the second story. So he has to be aware of it.
All right.
And so I don't know where he lives in California right now.
Yes.
I would be curious if they're talking about him out there. Not a great sports town.
No, but it is a national story.
It is a national story.
A legendary player changing teams.
But I would think the LA sports scene right now is up into the Lakers resurgence. I would think.
Up in their business.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right. Now, yesterday, Jerry, I follow the NFL. I mean, I do. You could mock me for not knowing what's going on in the NBA or the NHL or teams outside of New York and baseball, but I follow and watch the NFL.
You do every
Sunday.
I feel
like I'm locked in.
I agree.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know who the hell Darren Waller is.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
Dude.
And to call this a quote-unquote...
This is a great... Darren Waller.
Blockbuster?
Tremendous.
Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network called this a blockbuster.
I will tell you this. When I was a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Now, I was very happy they got Stephon Gilmore and they re-signed Leighton Vander Esch. All that was good.
I've heard of those guys.
When I saw that the Giants got Darren Waller, I said, crap. As a Cowboy fan, as a Giant fan, I would think, damn.
But is this a blockbuster?
Is it a blockbuster?
Aaron Rodgers is a blockbuster.
When I hear blockbuster, I think of a lot of big names being exchanged.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Darren Waller coming to the Giants is I think it's a huge deal. I really do.
Huge.
I do. For the Giants, yes.
So that's a big weapon.
I just gave you Mercedes Lewis stats.
I've heard of him.
Okay. Darren Waller is a tight end-like receiver, but he's a tight end. Here was Darren Waller a couple years ago. 107 catches, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns. Like, that is a big-time target and player. 90 catches, 1,150 and a few touchdowns. Like, he is...
What did he do last year?
Listen, I'd have to see if he was hurt because I see only 28 catches. I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure. If I pull up his, what I could do for you, I could pull up... No, but I'm telling you.
Pull up his numbers.
He's really good. So last year, he only played in 6 games. So he had to have been hurt.
Okay.
But if you go to his last full season that I just gave you, 2020... The numbers speak for themselves. 107, 1,209. I mean, that's the capability he has.
So this Tim Graham, Jerry, he's a writer for The Athletic.
Oh, thank God. I thought he was going to be a football player.
No, no,
someone else signed.
No. Tim Graham is a writer for The Athletic.
Yeah.
And I guess he wrote a story about Darren Waller. And he said he received a DM from Daniel Bellinger's father, who's upset that he wrote that Darren Waller is better than his son.
But he is, though.
Right.
I mean, Daniel Bellinger had some good moments for the Giants last year. But this guy, I'd have to see. I would think at some point he was an all-pro. I would think.
So can't they have two tight ends, Jerry?
Of course you can.
How about this? two tight end set.
That's you absolutely can have two tight ends.
Especially since you're right, this Darren Waller fella, he looks like a wide receiver. I was watching some of his videos.
He's definitely a Pro Bowler 1 year. I'm trying to see. I want to see if he was an all-pro tight end because he's really good. And he's only 30 years old, too.
I like that Daniel Bellinger's dad sticking up for his son. Listen, Tim Graham, you punk.
Yeah, I mean.
Saying he's better than my son.
Sometimes you have to acknowledge what's right in front of you.
Right.
Darren Waller has been one of the best tight ends in football.
And is better than Daniel Bellinger.
Daniel Bellinger may turn out to be that. He's not there yet.
I see.
That's all.
That's fair.
And I have no problem with a dad defending his son's honor.
I like it as well,
Jerry. Nothing wrong with that.
I think it's very fair.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Did you see Mr. Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, this guy's still playing.
Headed
Jesus.
To the Panthers. That Frank Reich loves him some old, washed-up quarterback.
He tried Matt Ryan. That didn't go so good. Got him fired, basically.
I do understand having an older quarterback in the QB room.
Sure.
I like that. And this Andy Dalton's not a troublemaker like Matt Ryan. Like, these guys, they know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all right with they're gonna supposed to draft a young stud quarterback out of the draft. You want a older redheaded fella in that room, Jerry?
No, they got one. They got
they
one.
They found one.
He's Cowboys, Saints, Panthers the last few years. Is that right? Am I missing a team?
Cowboys, Saints, Panthers.
Is he somewhere else in between?
He could be. I don't think so,
because he played for the Cowboys in Cincinnati, I believe, just a few years ago. So I don't know if there's any room for him to have gone anywhere else, but maybe there's one other stop somewhere.
All right. So the Red Rifles in
like he was
Carolina.
In Cincinnati forever.
Yes.
And now in the last like 4 years, he's been in three cities.
Bouncing around.
I mean, his wife's got to be like, hey, what are we doing?
Can you retire? We've got
or
enough
Bears.
Cash.
When was that?
The Bears, right.
21.
So it was Cowboys, Bears, Saints, now Panthers. Does that sound right? Because the Cowboys was 20? Right. The pandemic year where I went to Cincinnati where they had half the crowd was allowed in. And then he went to, I don't remember him going to Chicago. I thought he went right to New Orleans from the Cowboys.
Yeah, I do remember him in Chicago now.
Okay, but that's a lot of stuff.
The Red Rifle.
So 20, 21, 22, 22. 23, four teams, 4 years.
Yeah.
His wife's got to be like just living out of a suitcase at this point.
Where we go, or she just doesn't even move anymore. Go ahead, see you in a couple months.
Maybe she stayed in Cincinnati.
That's what I would do.
If they have kids, I could see that. Certainly possible. It's going to be a hard life.
Being a traveling quarterback.
Yeah, and I don't mean financially. I don't mean that. I mean in terms of keeping the family together. Because you're not buying a home. You know these contracts are so short-lived and you can be cut at any time.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably just living out of a hotel in these cities.
And Matt Ryan's going to have to hook on to another team, Jerry.
Well,
the Colts
maybe, maybe
him.
If Aaron Rodgers decides to retire, the Jets can sign him.
Perfect. That would be perfect, Jerry.
Sal is so into Matt Ryan.
Still?
Oh, my God. He believes anybody that signs Matt Ryan can win a Super Bowl this year. He loves Matt Ryan.
Oh, you better bring this up tomorrow when we'll
bring
got
it
him
up.
In this room.
We'll bring it up. Absolutely.
That's crazy
and
talk.
Not only does he love Matt Ryan,
yeah.
If you disagree with him, the veins on his forehead start like enlarging and you see smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah.
Very defensive of Matt
Ryan.
Okay.
I'll be very careful then tomorrow and Friday when he's here not to, you know, badmouth Matt Ryan.
Well, we will do that just to get him riled up.
Oh.
Which will be fun. So we will get into that for sure the next couple of days.
All right.
All right, quick break, 5:36, a whole lot more to do, and then Boomer and Geo on a fun Wednesday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I thought this was the Rolling Stones for a minute.
Well, it's funny you say, Jerry. It's solo Keith Richards.
Oh, well, there you go.
Same guitar. Drop D tuning, Jerry.
This new?
No, this is many years old.
He had a solo album?
Oh, yeah.
He really did well, I see.
This was a terrific album. This was actually a very good record.
Commercially?
Back then, 92.3 K-Rock was playing classic rock and 102.7 WNEW. And they got airplay, yeah.
Never.
For sure.
Huh. I listened to those stations, too. Don't know that one.
Jerry, they used to do a Yesterday and Today set with Meg Griffin, and she would play How I Wish or one of the... I had a couple singles off this record.
That I do remember.
And then an old Rolling Stones song.
I do remember that.
I played... It's called How I Wish because I was thinking of Aaron Rodgers and his wish list. I did originally bring up Pearl Jam's song Wish List, but it's so slow.
It takes too long?
Yeah, too slow.
All right. Well, maybe when you're in there and you can listen to it, you can cue it up to the right spot.
Perfect.
There you go.
He has a wish list, Jerry.
So do I.
OBJ, Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes Lewis. Your wish list is not coming true?
Not right now, because I was hoping to go to Vegas in a week and a half.
Right.
With
that
Rutgers.
Was your wish list.
Instead, my season ended.
Oh. All right.
I don't think so.
Quick update, Jerry, on a story we brought you exclusively on the Warm Up Show yesterday about Jose Quintana's fractured fifth rib.
This is not good.
He's going to have surgery on his fractured fifth rib, and he'll be out at least half a season.
So I guess he's gone. He think he's got a lesion on it. Now it's benign.
A lesion?
You didn't read the story, did you?
No.
I think they found a lesion on the rib as well. And it's not cancerous. It's benign. But he has opted to have surgery. So we're looking at least July. It's a long time. Longer than we thought, actually.
Yeah.
So, yes, that was the update from Billy Epler. But you know what, though?
Epler.
Even though it's probably worse than we first thought, this is also why you don't jump the gun and you wait for all the scans to come back and all the opinions, because what could have been better turned out to be worse, actually.
I heard they sent them to Princeton Longevity Center.
Hey, me and you, big clients now.
We're very big clients, Jerry. I heard Craig using us in the commercials yesterday. You got to pay us for that, Craig. We need endorsement cash.
Even just a discount would have been nice.
We paid full price, Jerry.
Yes, we did. And I will tell you this. To me, worth it.
Me too. I agree. Well worth it.
Great peace of mind from my neck to my wiener area, pretty much.
It's nice to see your organs. You know what I'm saying?
Weird to see them,
too. It is weird.
How about this, Eddie? So they show you your visceral fat on these scans. So the doctor was great. She gives you all the time in the world when they review your records. And so she says, you know, you want to have a number of visceral fat no more than 129. I will tell you that Al's number was 100. So Al comes in way under the visceral fat number. He's good. Mine, 189. She goes, you might want to have a salad, you pig.
She did not say that, Jerry. She's not rude.
She didn't say that, but she did say you need to go on a higher protein, lower carb diet because this number is not good.
Okay.
I said, I got you. And so I have started that.
Oh, good.
I have started that.
Jerry, I'm looking at one of my reports from Princeton Longevity Center, and I didn't appreciate this. Pelvic organs. The visualized pelvic organs are unremarkable. That is rude. I did not need to be told that by an MD.
Now so your pelvic area could include your penis.
Right.
Is that what
that was unremarkable?
I know that's not what they're talking about, because they do use those terms medically.
And you know what's cool about that place? They can see your prostate, so I don't have to get a finger in my butt. That's never happening again. No more fingers in the butts. I'm just going to get a scan instead.
Don't act like you're a urologist. Let's let people do what they have to do.
All right.
And this is not a paid endorsement. Al and I spent our own money. We went, and we both loved it.
It was really good. It was great.
It was actually, there are certain things that meet expectations. This was better.
I agree.
And partly because, or maybe even mostly because, The doctor was awesome with the follow-up. Didn't rush you off the Zoom, went through everything. I thought she was great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So that's an unpaid endorsement right there.
Absolutely.
For a very cool company.
Jerry, since we're doing medical news right now, Mike Francesa revealed that he had a health scare. He was breaking down March Madness and was talking about Billy Self.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jerry, for the audience, who is Bill
Oh,
Self?
Come on,
I'm
Al.
Just saying for the audience, Jerry,
for real?
That everyone follows. He's a head coach, I know.
At one
of these
Kansas.
Big, at Kansas. Of course, Jerry. Well, Mike revealed that Bill Self was getting two stents put in. And then Mike said, quote, I have a stent. I got a stent last year. I went to the doctor, had a blockage. They said, hey, you got to put a stent in. They put in a stent. I didn't feel bad the next day. I felt okay. So Mike's got a stent.
I'm surprised we didn't know about this like the hours after he had this done.
Yes, had the stent put in.
I would, because he's the type that would discuss a lot of personal stuff.
Yeah.
And that, to me, he's been doing that podcast for a year or so now. I'm surprised we didn't know about this.
Is a stent just like it goes in your artery?
I honestly have no idea.
I think it does. I think it like props. I think a stent works like, you know, like.
And clears the blockage.
Yeah, I think like it works like. Like, if you need to check the oil in your car, you know, you pop the hood and you put that thing up to keep the hood open.
Okay.
I think that's what a stent does.
It holds up your hood?
I think it holds up your arteries so the blood could flow through.
Okay, or it opens them up.
Or it opens them up.
Because there could be...
blockage.
Correct. I don't know that it's holding them up.
I know multiple people with stents.
Who else?
Mr. Fez Watley, may he rest in peace, had multiple stents.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm sure I know others, Jerry.
That's it? That's your example? You just said multiple people and you gave me a dead guy.
Mike Francesa, Fez Watley.
Okay.
Both in radio.
Did he pass away from that?
Like heart issues? Yeah, I believe heart issues,
And he was young, right?
He was a young fella, yeah.
Oh, that's
awful.
But
yeah, you got to get those stents put in. And Mike said it's easy.
Well, I went to Princeton Longevity Center and my arteries, she told me, were like a high school kid.
We don't even need, Jerry, we can give our stents to others who need stents.
We don't have stents. We don't need them yet.
We don't have them with us, no, Jerry,
right.
But we can order stents if we want.
Exactly.
A pickleball executive.
This guy's an idiot.
Claims that pickleball, quote, Jerry, will be easily a top five sport.
I disagree.
In the next 5 years. In terms of viewership.
Yeah, no, I disagree. You want to tell me that it's not catching on athletically for adults, even kids, I guess? Oh, that's fine. I get it. There is no way that pickleball is going to catch up with the major sports on TV. There's no way.
This pickleball dude says, quote, we will challenge MLS.
No, you won't.
MLB.
You won't.
And the NHL.
No, you're not. You're not.
You're going to call false on that.
Yeah,
fake news.
I mean, listen, it is a really rising popular sport leisurely. I get
Correct.
It. Cornhole's on TV.
Yeah.
That's as popular as ever. You're not challenging.
Yeah,
these
cornhole's
major
not catching the Rangers game.
No. I mean, it's a big ask.
A really big ask. Well, he does want 5 years, Jerry. He does require 5 years in order to build up pickleball
viewership. Here would be my question about cornhole and pickleball. Are these fad sports? So like EJ, my partner, we talk about this all the time. Things are great. Like we sell out our Monday night league. Everything's wonderful. But at some point, are people going to be like, you realize I'm throwing a bag of corn into a hole?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of starts to fizzle away. Or does it have real staying power? I don't know. Pickleball to me, I don't mind it. I've played it a couple of times. It's cool. I'd still rather play tennis though.
What if they did this, Jerry? What if they lured a top pickleball player from another sport, like a tennis player who all of a sudden move into pickleball?
Rafael Nadal is going to quit playing tennis and making $30 million a year to play pickleball?
They get the Williams sisters and Rafael Nadal and pickleball's on the map.
But that's a... Would people be interested in watching Serena and Venus play pickleball? Maybe once.
I would love to see them play against, like, you know, the community pickleball league in Bradley Beach. Just smacking them around.
I will tell you, though, that if it was going to have that type of success, what you just said is what would be needed.
Like,
you would need a real popular pro to defect from the WTA or the right?
Yes.
And that's how maybe people watch it.
The Williams sisters will be joining pickleball and that we've now got an exclusive deal with ESPN Plus.
Here you go. You want a big time pickleball match? People will watch.
Yes, I
do. Serena and Venus against Nadal and Federer.
Oh, in pickleball.
I got to be honest. I'd be interested in watching that. Yes, but that's a one off.
Right. It's a gimmick.
That doesn't mean I'm going to watch. I mean, if you, Eddie, if you put on your cable, on all these channels, there's plenty of pickleball matches you can watch. There's no way people are stuck on that.
No.
Against a bunch of no-name high school teachers that become pickleball pros.
Yeah.
No, we can take a break. There's no way. So,
all right, so you're
maybe
on.
We'll see Greg Giannotti one day on the pickleball circuit.
The great pickleball tournaments.
Who knows? All right, 5:54, we got to go. They're coming up next. Amy Lawrence on the Giants.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, like 5 seconds. There's really not much to say. Knicks won. Nets lost. Rangers won.
Jerry, I was going to give you some really big Aaron Rodgers news because I just heard something.
You're still talking.
Huge.
Huge.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.